Blog Talk Radio.
We're continuing today our discussion on how to expel negative energy and taking calls for readings. And we've got a couple callers in the queue, so we're going to be getting to you shortly, but we do invite our callers and our listeners to join us on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, and call in number 914-338-0164, 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And our first caller today is 440 area code, and that caller has been for quite a while. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Are y'all doing?
What's your name?
Y'all doing questions today?
Okay. Yeah. What's your name?
Angel.
Angel. Well, you're in the right place, Angel. Maybe she should be doing a reading. Her name's Angel.
Yeah.
Yes. Angel, where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. We were just watching a special on Frontline about Ohio. Remember Dayton, Ohio?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't finish it. It was on a little bit too late, but watched half of it. It was really interesting, actually. Angel, what is your birth date?
January 21st.
And the year, please.
1988.
Okay. 14, 0, 30 equals 3. Okay. And you are 30
yes.
years old. 30 years old. So you're going through a change. And what's your question, Angel?
My question is, I was wondering if my best friend Jimmy was coming back to move with me again.
If your best friend Jimmy is doing what?
Coming back to move in with me again. Like, he used to live here before we moved out for a second, and it's like, he acts like he want to come back again. I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
Are you having a hard time hearing her?
Can about you talk? Her best friend.
Yeah, moving
friend
back,
Jimmy,
but they're missing
moving.
The details. I'm missing the details.
Yeah, talk a little bit louder and a little bit slower.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry about that. I said, he used to live here, but he moved out, and he acted like he wanted to come back, but I'm not sure, and I want to know if he was moving back in. Like, will he ever get a chance to actually, like, move back in, you know?
So you're wondering if he's moving back to your area in Ohio.
Back to here where I'm at. Back in my house.
Okay.
Back in my house.
And he's your best friend, not a romantic interest?
That too. Or he's kind of both.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so what is his birth date?
September 4th, 1991. I almost forgot.
Okay. And where does he live now?
1323. He in Cleveland, Ohio, but he was his baby mother, I guess.
Well, he lives in Ohio.
With his mother? I'm missing
no, his child's mother.
Child.
Oh, he has a child. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he think he got one. We're not for sure.
Has he been having trouble with jobs? Has he been jobless and back and forth?
No, but he's been back and forth out of people's houses and stuff.
He's been. Are you on a headset, Angel?
No. Okay. I'm on a speakerphone at the time. I'm on a regular phone now.
You're on a regular phone. If you could talk
right
into the
yeah.
receiver, because we're it's like
okay.
something is happening where we're getting certain words and then other words we're not hearing. So
Okay.
Try to talk right into the receiver. So he's back and forth between residences. Is that it? Not jobs?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Oh, but he has a solid job. What kind of work does he do?
Food service at the Veterans Hospital.
Room service?
Food service.
Oh, food.
Food. He do food service.
Food service.
Right. You see, what's happening, Angel, is that the energy of his life is a certain responsibility to be in located where he is. So there's a karma there, Angel, that's requiring him to be there. Now, people can break karma. People can do things that karma would expect one to do. When they do that, they can run into trouble. So he can come to you. What's going to happen is that he has to also separate from some of his responsibilities. You understand?
Right.
Is it the pleasure of being closer to you as his best friend, even though he's made gestures that he might do it? Or does he serve out his responsibility, which might be another 3 years, as much as 3 years? How old is his child?
The child, he's a few months now. But, you know, everybody want him to take a DNA test, and he won't, and the girl won't. So we not for sure. It's a whole bunch of confusion and all type of stuff going on with that.
Oh, then he's going to find out. Then there's going to be 3 months. There's going to be a little bit of time before he finds something out. And at that point in time, there is going to be a future where he's going to be near you.
Okay.
So yes, he's going to be near you, Angel. He's going to move. But we're not right now in the chapters like saying, is he going to move in September? That's his birth month.
Right.
And I'm looking more like November, December, something disrupts in his journey, and then he may switch, even though that might be a little bit after Christmas time, though.
Right.
He's 27 years old, he's right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
27, so he's like 6 years away from 33, which is going to be a big change. So he's still stuck
The problem with Jimmy, energy we're picking up, the problem with Jimmy is that he's carefree. He's got a certain laugh about him that I pick up on. That's nice. It's warm, but it also takes away sometimes from his deliberate sense of responsibility. Does he have a laugh that you can recognize?
Yes.
And does he seem to be carefree at some times, like he doesn't, like he should be more responsible?
He definitely
does. Yeah. Well, see, that's going to be the problem. That's the problem, because he has an obligation. And are you suggesting there's a question as to whether he's the real father?
Well, I don't think he is. Everybody else saying the same thing, but. It's like he wants a kid, but we not for sure if it is, and it's fine that it's coming off that it's not, but we can never tell. But he used to live with me, and he lied and said I can't come out. He wound up moving with her, and it kind of get the vibe that he don't want to be there. I really get the vibe that he don't want to be there because he's trying to make me and her fight. That's what is going on.
Yeah, you see, and he's not. So he's got to be thoroughly honest and not manipulate and be totally responsible. He's got to be thoroughly honest before he can really make a rational decision. Because if he doesn't, even if he moves near you, you're going to get hurt. Because
he's not free of the situation that, you know, a child and the mother and so on and so forth. Do you have kids or are you without children?
I have a 3-year-old. But my 3-year-old is really, really close to Jimmy. He look at Jimmy as a father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She did.
Her daughter, is it a daughter or a son?
It's a son.
Son is close to Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Like a father. He's a father figure for the... Is your child's father in your life?
No.
So he's not involved with the child?
Not at all.
So there's a 3-year-old and there's a 3-month-old.
And she's
right.
a 3.
And he's a 33.
Yeah, I know.
just for the sake of fun with numbers. But
right.
it's not really fun. It's a serious situation. And
yeah.
there's going to be a lot of hurt people in this.
Especially the kids. You
right.
know, you want to do the best thing for the children.
That's what I was thinking.
And so, obviously, you got more invested because your child is attached to this guy.
Right.
Doesn't have his father in his life. And so there's that added pressure.
See, your problem,
mm-hmm.
Angel, is that you come into the planet and you're not finding connection with a totally responsible man. Now, that may be
right.
karma.
Got that right.
Yeah. And so,
probably.
You know, the question to ask us is, will you ever find that union? Okay.
Right.
You know what? We think you will. You have a nice energy field. You have 2 8s
Thank
in
you.
Your
ear. You know what's really funny is that we were just looking up, maybe it was 112, but we were looking up Jeff Bezos' birth date, and I believe he's born on the same
mm-hmm.
day as April. It may be 112. I could be wrong, but it's funny.
Wow.
He reversed. I just looked up that birth date. Yeah, he's January 12th, which is very close.
The richest man on the planet.
121. So you
oh,
guys,
okay.
you know,
maybe
the day flipped around.
Maybe you should give him a call.
Yeah, he can help out, perhaps.
And he's been helping the homeless. So anyway,
right.
But that's going to be your problem. Here's your better situation. On
okay.
karma level, you're at a change in life at 30, which is where you're at now, before
yes.
January occurs. That's a big change in life. So Jimmy
okay.
may enter your world more significantly before January, which is what the prediction was, that he may come back by Christmas or right after.
Mm-hmm.
But your problem, him coming back may seem nice, but your problem
right.
is later you can get hurt again because he's not
stable,
doesn't have his head together.
Right.
So
what you got to start
focusing on is manifesting a man in your life that is stable. And that ultimately
mm-hmm.
becomes your soulmate.
I'm just curious if her father was unstable.
Yeah, he is. Well,
yeah, I figured. So, I mean, that's a continuation of karma from the father and probably past life. Why she's dealing with this? And,
yeah, she's got it broken
know.
Up. Before.
I thought about
right,
you know, I thought about that too. I thought about that when I was growing up. I said something must have happened when my dad was younger because it just seemed like it's all bad falling on me since I've been living.
Yeah. You know, Angel, right around 12 years old, you would have had a big change in your world. I would think that around 12 years old, that might have been a change. That was around the sixth grade, seventh grade.
What? Anything happened? Probably for her. Yeah. Seventh, sixth. What happened around 12?
You said what else?
What happened when you were 3 years old? Anything dramatic happened to you, Angel?
When I was 12, I got kind of, you know, the M-word.
Wait, say that again. It's still, the connection is not good.
When I was 12, I got the M-word that happens to people when a person is not home, you know, the M-O-L word.
Uh-huh.
That happened to me when I was 12.
Oh. Wow.
That's related.
Yeah, they kind of messed me up for a long time.
Yeah. Well, things get better. Things are going to get better. They're going to change, but it's going to take a little time. But your future is better than your past.
Small add-in to this question. I have a problem, like I have disabilities and stuff. That's what I did find out when I was 12, and they come kind of still going on to now. And I have, like, I've been trying to file Social Security for as long as they keep denying me, but now I got more disabling conditions. And I've been trying to figure out, like, if I'm ever going to get it or not get it or any of that.
Well, you might. I mean, you have to substantiate that with doctor reports. you're suggesting that social security. So if it's through Social Security, disability, there's a possibility you may.
Right.
However, you're going to need to establish it more firmly with your doctor reports and designate the difference now, how it's increased, why you have a disability, and what nature that disability is. So you have to get, and you're going to need some medical records.
Right.
What's the nature of your disability, Angel?
I just found out I got diabetes the other day. I never even thought I had that. I had bipolar number 2, anxiety, ADHD, high blood pressure, a few things going on, you know.
Well, you know.
They kind of made me give up hope.
Well, no, no.
Don't do that.
But disability, I just. So, same thing.
I'm sorry, I can hear. Let me just say.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear anything.
Oh no! See, we're problems with the sound today. We have to move on to the next caller. Did you hear what Neil said about looking up Social Security benefits and related to diabetes? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear none of that.
Oh, great. Okay, mm-mm. So what you want to do is research online how you might obtain Social Security benefits, and you know, look at other case studies of people that are diabetic as well, and how they navigated the system. So that's what we suggest you do. You can also follow us on Facebook, and those accounts are on our Blog Talk Radio profile. We'd love it if you did, Angel, and wish
Thank
you luck.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Keep in touch. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay, we have Valeska here, 1014-79. Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing all right,
Hello.
Valeska. How are you?
In a tremendous amount of pain, and it's getting worse by the day.
Give us an update on every, you know, all of the aspects of what's going on. The court case and...
My lawyer now is not returning my call at all. I had a new lawyer. My case had been passed off to one of the top malpractice lawyers. And, he wasn't really good at communicating in the first, like when I first spoke with him, which is one of the reasons I never went with him, you know. And so I don't even know if he's like, wow, you know, this case is going to be too difficult and just drop me, because he's really not even returning my phone calls or emails at all. So it, along with everything else that's happened with this, it's just it feels like another dead end, where I have for 17 months now gone to every doctor, done everything that I could possibly do to move forward, and every single thing is a dead end.
Can you hear?
No.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Is that my service or yours? Oh, it must be mine. All right, once again, I'm going to try to get in my car so I can call you. Oh, I don't have a car. Hello? Neil? Kristen? Hello? Hello?
Hey, we lounge for just a moment. Valeska, can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. We seem to have these problems plaguing us here. But good, we can hear each other. Continue with what you were saying. The dead end with the court case. Because we're not,
dead
it's not dead end.
Case.
It's stalled.
Dead end
you're
the
stalled
case.
Because.
Dead. Sorry? Can you hear me?
This is better on this one. Hey, wait, Valeska. I'm going to go on and mute this. Hold on just a sec.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
But I have to figure out how to.
Yeah, that's
mute
much better.
Call. Okay. Can you hear us still?
Yes, I can. That's much better.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so continue.
It's just dead end after dead end. You know, my lawyer won't return my calls. You know, there's nothing any doctors can do for me. I feel like I'm literally just a vegetable watching life go by.
I'm really sorry that you're not doing
well. Well, the best thing we can do for you right now is energy to get that attorney to call you back. That's, I think, the first step. Because if we can get, at least with energy, can get the attorney to call you back, then you can take it and he can take it from there. But if he's not calling you back, that's a problem. And right now, concretely, that would be the best thing for you to get your in touch with your attorney. So I'm going to put out, what's his, just his first name?
Bruce.
Okay, so I'm going to put that energy out, Valeska, that indeed he's going to get back to you. You might want to prompt that with yet one more call or email or text, and and then our hope will be that he'll get back to you. The quality of your life, the despair you're having over your existence, we can't do anything about that on the radio right now, but can, I mean, you know, except for some hefty talk here, but the real concrete thing I think we need to do is to establish your attorney, Bruce, to call you back and to get this ball rolling on some level. Not that that will eliminate your pain, but at least it will help you on some level of progression. So we've got to do that. Okay.
Anything, well, I was going to ask, anything with doctors? Have you been to any doctors lately? Is there any progression on that level?
Nobody that can or will help me. No. I'm just, you know, living in pain, unable to walk. And I can't support myself, and I, you know, so I'm finding a hard time getting help anywhere.
And what do you, financially, what's your situation if you're not able to support yourself? Is your father helping you?
No, he even stopped talking to me. He thinks I'm an extension of my mother, which he likes to punish me because he has to give her money during this divorce they're going through.
Okay. Well, our best, right now, our best link, Valeska, is the Bruce, the attorney, who you've been reassigned to. I know
Bruce,
that.
Isn't that kind of
Bruce,
weird on a personal level?
I know that that may not be the most appeasing and appealing thing to you, but we're trying to help, and so the best thing we can do with energy is to try to get him to call you back, because that's frustrating, and that's irresponsible of him. So we're going to put out a vibe that he will call you back. And then, you know, maybe from there can be one step forward. But you've got to be able to talk to him, and if he's not giving you that access, that's wrong. And
yeah.
So we'll try to do that for you. Just as a one-step thing right now, because
I think she should reach out to him again. When's the last time you contacted him?
Like 2 weeks ago. You know, I emailed him numerous, because I sent him all the information I had on the doctor that I had done my own research on, you know, this doctor basically saying that he believes in doing preventative foot surgery, and he calls toes the new nose. So he's telling you that you have medical conditions, but he's doing it for aesthetic purposes on his behalf.
Yeah. Well, boy, I mean, there's got to be a case presented to against him. Valeska,
The best we can do for you, honestly, is to try to get first your attorney to call you back.
So putting energy behind her next communication with him might prompt him to respond, because obviously this is, I mean, getting some kind of settlement would help her support
yeah.
herself.
And what we're trying to do with energy is try to transport energy to him to get him to call you back. I mean, we've been successful with this kind of stuff, so we want to do this for you. And that's what I think we need to do. So we, as we're speaking, we're visualizing it. And then all you might need to do is give him another contact back and see if we have any immediate
results.
Do
you think she should call? Probably should
call.
Call the office.
Okay.
Yeah, call the office. You know, we're trying to help. So we're just brainstorming, but we have psychic advantage or energy advantage. So let's see if we can do that first. And then if you do get a good result and you speak to them,
yeah.
let us know that it's been
accomplished. Or if it's not a good result. I mean, we need to know either way. Call us
yeah.
and let us know whether or not he calls you back. And if he does, what the content of the conversation is. Is there anything else you wanted to say? I mean, I just feel bad.
Well, my friend found me unresponsive and had me admitted to the hospital.
Oh, when was that?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. He found you unresponsive, he or she?
He.
He found you unresponsive. How? I mean, how did he get in your home? I'm assuming you were in your apartment?
Yeah, I have a key downstairs that some friends are on a list where they're allowed to come in, because I have a cat. I'm fostering a cat, and some people were helping me take care of the cat, because I can't do anything. I can't even clean the cat's litter box. I can't stand that long.
Yeah.
And was this through medication? Did you take some medication or something? How were you unresponsive?
Yes. Yes.
Medication?
Yeah.
Did you, was it intentional?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So were you put on suicide watch or anything?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you feel now about that state of affairs?
I'm mad that I was found.
You're mad that it didn't work?
Yes.
Yeah. It can't work. Well, it's not. Well, the journey, your journey, it's not supposed to work that way. It, because the karma on your turn, a crossover, will be tremendous. So
right, and she's already dealing. The problem is not only that. Aside, I mean, that one act the karma produces, but the problem is she's already dealing with karma because of
yeah.
her condition that
right.
she's experiencing right now. So that compounds. That's compounded
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have only known pain for 38 years, like just there's never been any
yeah.
like time that's let up. So now that I've been left physically disabled for greed, I'm really tired.
I know
tired.
We're not.
For me,
don't
though,
blame you at all.
I know, but for me, I only knew abuse from the womb. For you know, I have club feet that like literally didn't even want to be in that womb, and I still only became. I was only a good person. I never became a bad person. I could have been a serial killer from the background that I came from, but I was like, no, I don't want anyone to know this pain. So I made sure every day that I took that pain and I sat with it. And I would transform it into light, and I would go out into the world, and I would show people how amazing they were. So I've done some, you know, my life may not look like the general, what we define as success, which is, you know, a certain career.
Financial and all that, but that's,
But I feel successful in what I did. I feel very
successful.
Well,
that is successful.
I
mean, and that really... That really is the true measure of success, I think, if one is able to, you know, put out positive energy and impact others in a positive way. That's much more valuable on a spiritual plane than how rich you are. So,
yeah, the suicide issue becomes more of a matter of consequences in the hereafter. I mean, that's what we have to share with you. The concern is the consequences, at least from our viewpoint. So we're compelled to say to you that the consequences of suicide can be quite pretty awful. So we're trying to discourage you from that. On the other hand, we're here, and it may not be a great compensation, but you've always got our radio show to lean on. We are very serious about helping you. And so the way that we work with energy is to give you an – you know, we acknowledge that if there's some point you just want to go to sleep and cross over, and that would be the natural way. There's nothing wrong with that way. And we know that you've had a great desire, Valeska, to contribute to the world, and you've done so. Now you just want to be released from pain. We're just saying that to do it deliberately can have consequences. To cross over in your sleep wouldn't. And there's nothing wrong with asking God and the angels to take you in your sleep. There's nothing wrong with that. But deliberately, that gets sticky. So what we've got to do is do both things. One, that maybe you'll cross over in your sleep. And then two, that while you're alive, we make sure there's no consequences put on you and maybe some sense of release. So with having said that, our sense of release right now is the attorney to get Bruce to call you back.
I guess I've just been praying for that natural release so long. I've been praying I believe in something bigger. I've been praying for help since I was five, since my mom brought me to this foreign country and, you know, kept me in an apartment where she would beat me, and I would pray for help, and it never came.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You've had a really hard existence, really hard. Karma brought you here.
Right.
And it's been hard. What we want to make sure on any part is that when you leave, you're done with the karma. You haven't created new karma, and you're finally done with the karma. And if your life is going to be one of karma from birth to death, the only release you have right now is that when you cross over, you're done with the karma. You're done. And so we're trying very hard to make sure that that gets accomplished for you.
When you say that, do you mean that I may not have to come back?
Well, our first step is that you're done with karma.
Well, you're done with this karma that you came into the earth with.
We
whatever you came into the earth with, you're finished. You don't want to come back. I mean,
continuing this story,
because obviously this karma provided such a negative basis for your current life with your abusive mother,
yeah,
and your medical condition. You don't want to carry that at all. And it sounds like, I mean, if she can resolve this karma in this lifetime if she maintains her energy in a positive level and doesn't succumb to
it. Yeah, if you don't. Because, you know, in our belief, when you cross over, there'll be a board, if you will. These are bad terms, but there'll be a board that will review your soul, and then that energy will decide where you go next. We can't. We don't know. But what we do know is that our conversation today is absolutely recorded up there, and that we're giving you the best advice we can. And hopefully that this is going to be help you here and in the hereafter. So if
you
can just absorb that, maybe one, you'll cross over in your sleep, or two, you'll get some relief from the attorney,
right.
and it will all end up with some form of finalization when you cross over.
And keep in touch with us, Valeska. Let us know what the results of the attorney are. You can email me or you know, call the show, whatever you want.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
Yeah, did she leave?
Yeah, well, she's here.
Just remember, you want to keep breathing till sleep gets you. Don't
do
anything irrational.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we have two callers left, 860 and 404. So 860 is first and then 404. Hi.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? What's your name?
Molina.
Molina?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
M-E-L-I-N-A.
Oh, Molina, M-E.
It's like an island name, you know? It's like I can picture you on a tropical island, Molina, you know?
Oh, I would love to be on a tropical island right now.
I would love to, too. Okay, what's your birth date and where are you calling from?
June 19, 1992, and I'm from Connecticut.
Connecticut. I knew you were somewhere on the East Coast. 10/19/29/37. Okay. What brings you to the show, Molina?
Well, I just recently graduated this year, and I was wondering, like, what can you guys see for my career and love life?
You graduated. Did you see she graduated?
Graduated.
Yes.
Yeah, she got her degree.
Degree, okay.
You know,
your love life, you're asking about love life and career? Is that what she's asking
yeah.
about? You're going to
yeah.
say something new. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, you know, the energy of your voice, you feel like a business person. It feels like you might do business. Not psychology or the arts or something.
Like finance or
yeah,
real estate or something.
Or have your own business.
Oh. What?
What's your goal?
Right now, like with my degrees, I'm not sure because at first I thought I wanted to be a nurse or a doctor because I do love working with people and interacting. But right now I'm kind of just doing remote work and trying to figure out what I really want to pursue. That way I
what
know
what... What's your degree in?
So I got a double major. One is in math and the other one is in psychology.
Math and psychology.
Oh, well, I was just saying I don't... Well, I mean, God, Kier, what went wrong? Because you have a degree in psychology. What do you have, a bachelor's?
Well,
but double.
Do you want to go? Are you prepared to go on to school? Do you want to make a commitment and get your master's and your credentials?
I would love to. I just don't know which one yet because I feel like it's a big commitment and nowadays I don't feel like there's not much financial assistance. So I really want to. If I do make the commitment, I want to make sure I'm more than 100%.
Well, maybe
sure.
math was the business element that you were picking up because that's more related to numbers and doing, you know,
it
your
could
business.
Be. Did you? Well, it could be. Did you ever have dreams of having your own business, or did you ever have an idea or something you'd like to do to market? Have you ever gone through that in your life?
No, I have not. But I always thinking about one day I would love to own my own business, but I don't know in what yet. So I'm like always daydreaming. I'm like, maybe someday this will be possible. I have enough like income coming in. Because I always watch those entrepreneur shows and I'm like, I would love to do that. I don't know. But they're always very passionate about product. I don't know what mine
is. I mean, what field I guess would be my, I felt like her voice sounded really creative, which is funny
really?
Because I did,
really?
But
well,
maybe I'm, you know, way
well, maybe
off
we're
here.
Both. Maybe but we'll both have to get a different hammer here and nail. But let's see. You know, to be a nurse it's all difficult. There's a lot of commitment, a lot of work, a lot of study. A doctor is much more than nurse.
Depending on if you do like nurse practitioner, yes, it's still more, but nurse practitioner is close to doctors. So depending on what level
yeah.
of nurse you are, it's more work or less work.
So if you want to go into, I mean, you got to make a decision. If you want to be a nurse, you know, that's one, doctor or a psychologist. Those are the most concrete things you could do given where your degree is right now.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Her own business as a psychotherapist. More than as a nurse or a doctor, obviously, because you have to be, you know, employed by a medical group if you're a physician or a nurse. Yeah.
You know, Molina, I mean, if you want to go to school and continue and graduate, with a degree and credentials, either as a nurse or a psychologist, you have to put out the effort to figure out how to get the benefits and how to go through it and go through it. If you keep getting stuck in the complications of it, then you're not going to do it. You have to move forward and deal with the complications, not be stuck with them. And if that's what you want to do, that's what you need to do. What I was picking up was weird. I mean, is there anybody in your family that's talented that could have like made a product and sold it?
Like an invention type of thing?
Well, not even that, like a cooking thing. You know, there are so many individuals that came up with a cooking idea, like a coffee cake, and they became a millionaire.
Or like Mrs. Fields cooking, yeah. Something like that. Anybody like that in your family, Melina?
No. I mean, I have some cousins and aunts that are really good cooks. I have an uncle who's good cook, but they never made a business
really
out of
no,
it.
No, that's not it. Well, you know, we got to step back and just give you advice. Because the psychic portion of this is not readily available. And there's no, the psychic vision is not readily available. But, you know, what we have to do is become rational and not psychic, you know, at least for this program. And, what do you want to be more, a psychologist, a nurse, a doctor?
I've been so focused. If you see my resume, is much more healthcare experience, and I realized, like, I have my math degree. I never used it. I never got an internship with my math degree, or ever tried to, or even done volunteer work that involved my math degree. And I've been applying for analyst positions or research positions.
That's business. I mean, that's business, and if you analyze businesses or something, that might be part of it. Maybe you're connected ultimately to analyzing businesses, getting your business degree, because maybe that's what we're picking up on, that you have a karma or you have an obligation to do that kind of work. And maybe it's your position and the relationship you have with other businesses is what's going to be what we're picking up on. I mean, on a spiritual level, of course, the nurse is helping people, the doctor's helping people, the psychologist is, but you've got to have a certain passion for that and a commitment to go through it and not be obstructed by, well, will I get a loan or not? That's not the issue. The issue is that you go and get your degree and you get it hell or high water. But you've got to be able to grasp and obtain that through your commitment. If you don't have a commitment there and you're figuring, well, I have a business background and I've been doing some business, and you really feel that that might be your energy, that's probably what we were picking up on.
Well, you were picking up. I picked up creative, which doesn't seem to be resonating at all. Is there anything in your past, though? It's bugging me right now. Is there anything in
your past? I think that's what you're picking up on.
Oh,
well, I wrote down dance, and Neil can vouch for me.
Yeah.
That's what I was. I was like, dance was bugging me. I should have said it, but you said I already wrote it.
Yeah, she wrote it down. And what are you going to do? She wrote it down, so that's psychic. But now, what are you going to do? Do you want to open up a studio? Do you, are you going to be a dancer? I mean, that's a hard thing. Are you going to be a teacher? You have to make your mind, Melina. And make up your mind. That's the first issue. Make up your mind what you want to do. Your problem is you're not making up your mind. Think about what you really want to do and go on that level, because you have a commitment now to follow through. You've got to set up a contract with yourself. You can't be at this point in your life and be wishy-washy. You're 26, and this is when you need to make up your mind. So that by the time you're 30 or 31 or whatever, you are in the world you have created. You're in it now and you're doing it. So you're a little bit in a kind of a dubious battle here. That's Steinbeck, in dubious battle. But the idea is that you need to decide.
Well, the thing is, I just want to add, someone who is a very successful dancer, but eventually, you know, obviously dancing isn't a sustainable career. You can't do it till you're 65.
No.
And she had a very famous dance studio.
Yeah.
And so you can be a businesswoman and go into a field that interests you. It sounds like your education is, you know, more, you know, in an academic area, which is okay. But if there's a desire to be a businesswoman and stay in a creative field, it's possible to do it without actually being, you know, an artist.
Yeah, in the dance world. I mean, if you want, you know, are you going to open up a studio? Or are you going to teach? Teaching dance is not a big income. You're not going to make a lot of money.
But if you open a studio and you have multiple teachers,
you will.
Yeah.
You make a living. You'll make a living. If you're a teacher of dance, your standard salary is going to be, you know, not real great unless you're really famous. Well, you run into something, but basically speaking, you're going to be living in a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment if you're alone, and you're going to be living paycheck to paycheck. You have a degree. You have a degree, and, you know, it seems to me that you're now stuck in a position. Once you get your bachelor's, you're kind of stuck. You're at the point of no return. Do you just stop there, or do you go forward? Where you are right now, you're not going to be able to do much with your degree. It's not going to do much for you.
Yeah.
The reason you have this degree is because it's a process. You have to get your bachelor's and you have to get your master's and you have to get your credentials. And you need to decide of the three which you need to do.
Yeah.
The only thing you might be able to do right now is some business part of it with the part of your degree. But other than that, you're not going to be able to do anything with that degree. It's just a process, just a step.
I don't know if we've confused her or helped her, but...
well, you can always call
back. Yeah, call back, Melina. You can keep in touch with us. Join us on Facebook. We'd love it if you did. And we are back on the air on Wednesday. We do have to move on to our next caller, but is there any...
Okay.
I mean, do you want to say something in 10 seconds? Does that help?
No, it helps a lot. I understand. Like, I have to... what I'm hoping to do is, like, gain experience and then decide from there on, like... to get my master's or PhD and what. So I understand, like, I can't do everything that I want with what I have now.
No,
but
don't go into that.
No, you can do what you want. Oh. And I think it's a good goal. Get your master's, get your PhD. You're young enough to do it. I mean, getting a doctorate young, we've been discussing this, that's a good time to do it. You
call
don't want to wait too long.
If you need more counsel. But,
yeah.
Call us back, Melina, if you need more help. All right. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
What did you say? Sorry.
I said to call us back if you need more help. We're on the air twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, and you can follow us or send us a friend request on Facebook. Our accounts are linked under or on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So,
okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. 404 is our last caller. Hello.
Hi. Namaste, you guys.
Hi, namaste. Is this Lilia?
Yeah.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Awesome. I was just wondering really quick if there was something that to know at this present moment.
It's Friday. That's what you need to know. No, just kidding. Give us your birthday again. She's the ice
1230.
Cream. She has
Go
ahead.
1230-72.
1230-72. She has the ice cream parlor. That's the American themed ice cream parlor, and she's Indian. And she guided us on her pronunciation of what is it? I forgot the incense name, but she helped us.
Oh yeah, the incense name. I remember that.
Yeah. So anything you need to know right now? 2316. I don't know why I'm not remembering her last number. 25-7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's she wanting to know?
She wants to know if there's anything like maybe from spirit or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, are you still doing well with your ice cream parlor?
My numbers have increased. It's kind of up and down, but when I do the end sales, it's still going higher than it was since April. So April, May, June was going backwards. July and August have been consistent at a certain figure. But I feel like we're in a little interesting phase right now.
So there's a little, okay, so there's an interesting phase.
The only, I mean, the edge of the theme of love seems to be rushing around here. Are you single? Or are you with somebody?
I am very much single, but it seems like an old soul is coming back, another trying to reconnect.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's sad or if it's a new person, but I'm enjoying the opportunity of that friendship,
so,
wherever it goes.
Okay, so at least from our position, the theme of love was rushing around us.
Okay.
And so right now we got the theme, and your response is connecting to that theme. And someone came in, and you're not quite there. Is it a blast from the past? Do you know this person?
Yes, I've known him since 2008. And from what I know, he's like an opposite twin soul, but, you know, it's very much connected.
Would you have his birth date?
11/30/71.
You're born on the same day, in a month apart, and a month and a year.
And then that's not just added up to her month.
I haven't added up. He's not 5/15. What is he? 23/5. What is his extra number?
5/5.
Yeah.
Here's your 7. So that's 12, which is her month. Their years are interchangeable. Their days are the same. And their months are interchangeable. Yeah, so past life with a sense of transcendent theme, meaning it's past life, so it's just not strictly, but it's not strictly just karma.
Karma and transcendence.
Some kind of renewal of energy. In the life.
It's not a twin soul relationship. I mean, but there's, you know, a soulmate vibe.
Is this romantic now?
No, not yet, because this person is actually in one right now.
Oh boy, their months add up to his master number 5.
Well, you know, not healthy to get involved with somebody in a relationship. Not healthy.
Not
a good thing.
Not doing it.
But
I wasn't
there.
There's
a meaning behind. What's that?
I'm definitely not going that route. It's just right now basically talking and actually kind of recreating a new foundation, which we've never done. So it's just basically conversations.
Hold on. What were you going to say? Well, I was just going to say, be careful even with conversation, because the emotional attachment can start to grow, and then you're involved.
Absolutely, I'm very aware.
The physical relationship, then you're involved in this heavy emotional connection, and you don't want to.
Is this person in a troubling relationship?
I foresee that's what's happening, which I've known that was going to happen in January. So I don't think it's going down right.
So here's your healthy place. You say that you can have a conversation with this person, but you say to this person, look, if we're going to go any further, you need to clear up that relationship. I don't want any hanky-panky.
That's already been addressed.
Okay.
And what was his response?
Understood. When I say it's like really different, that's what I'm saying. I was just enjoying whatever the conversations. I'm not rushing at all, because I have really grown as a person internally, and done a lot of clearing. And this person knows where I stand at this time with this thing. There's nothing going on between us until he gets into his own little clearing, even after when that happens.
Does he want to, does he want to exit the relationship he's currently in and be with you? And what's his intention?
I don't ask that question at all, because that's not where our conversations go to. Our conversations are actually a little different. Talking about culture, spirituality, and just, you know,
you're
the
just
daily life.
Friendship and a connection. But
absolutely.
Still.
Love, relationship. Your business is going through its history and phases and things like that. So we're not, the reading isn't addressing your business. The reading is addressing your relationship and the fact that something's coming in. The clarity of that seems to be conducted by a good sense of rationale on your part and nice boundaries. So that's good. But whether it's him or somebody else, the meat of the reading is that you're going to be in a relationship. It's coming up.
Awesome. I look forward to that. whether it's the unknown or wherever it goes. So I appreciate that.
Well, Lolita, we're glad you got in touch with us today. We're at the end of the show, but stay connected.
Thank you, you guys.
Okay,
I appreciate
you're
it. Love and light to you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, and we are back on the air on Wednesday. Are we back on the air on Wednesday or Monday?
What?
Do you want to do a show Wednesday or Monday? I have to ask you.
Why? What do you mean?
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we will speak with you then. Thank you to our callers and listeners. Have a great weekend.